Mama, we come at this time to ask blessings upon our leaders.
It was a shining moment for Merle Evers Williams as she delivered the invocation at Barack Obama's second inauguration.
We celebrate the spirit of our ancestors.
50 years ago, Evers Williams' husband, Medgar Evers, was shot and killed by a white supremacist while fighting for equal rights for blacks in Mississippi. Now, decades later, she invoked the spirit of her husband and other civil rights leaders during the second inauguration of the nation's first African-American president.
The vision of those who came before us and dreamed of this day, they are a great cloud of witnesses, unseen by the naked eye, but all around us, thankful that their living was not in vain.
For years, Evers Williams has carried on the causes her husband fought and died for. While she remains conscious of the past, she also holds great hope for the future.
I think we have the challenge today of using what we have, all of the strengths that we have. It's about humanity. It's about giving. It's about helping each other. Those were the things that the civil rights leaders fought for.
Merle Evers Williams says she takes away from the inauguration a sense of pride, justice, and hope for a nation that's inclusive to all people.
There's so much we can do in reaching out to other people, of getting issues on the table and whatnot. And that's where my interest and that's where my desire is at this point, to make a better world, to make a better America.
We ask that you grant our president the will to act courageously.
After her moment in the spotlight, Evers Williams says she wants young people to learn about the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s and continue the struggle for equal rights.
It's time to utilize the brain power of our youth in a positive way, of going back into the community and working to change things. You don't have to be an old civil rights leader. You can be a new, improved leader in your community.
God. Evers Williams says she will continue to champion the causes of civil rights and do what she can to help America become an even stronger country. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
There's something within me that holds the reins. There's something within me that banishes.